This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Got a problem with too much produce? Neighbors are over-accepting more cucumbers and zucchini from you? What do you do? Preserving, canning, drying, and even fermenting are great options. When harvesting vegetables, be careful not to break, nick, or bruise them. The less you handle your vegetables, the longer they'll last in storage. And only harvest the best stuff. Rotting produce doesn't keep for very long and can spread disease to other stored vegetables. Different vegetables need different storage conditions. Temperature and humidity are the main storage factors to consider. Cool and dry, cold and dry, and cold and moist. However, there are some conditions that are too moist and will promote rot, like in a closed plastic bag in your refrigerator. Basements are generally cool and dry, but your vegetables will need some ventilation. Harvested vegetables aren't dead and still require oxygen to maintain their high quality. Also, watch for rodents, for the veggies and you. I have much more information from the University of Minnesota Extension on my website, gardenbite.com, that includes the different types of storage, which vegetables store best, and for how long. My basement is more like a root cellar, cold and moist. Snap beans and beets are a couple of examples for a root cellar. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.